Hi, this is Michael Lachey from ButIHaveNoOpinion.com. This is our first restaurant review. This time we are heading down to Paradise Cove, California. Paradise Cove has been part of Malibu for well over 100 years. It began some time ago when the Morris family purchased the land, and they have sold it to the Kissel family, who turned it into a mobile home park. The Paradise Cove Beach Cafe, until 1998, was called the Sandcastle. And then Bob Morris took it over, and that's where Carrie and I went to eat. So take a listen to our review.
But we're down at Paradise Cove in the restaurant, and I have to say, even though I am a native Californian, lived here all my life, I've never been here before.
That's very
kind of
sad.
Embarrassing. But it's because you have to pay for parking, and my dad wouldn't do that.
Right.
So, but the thing is, if you come down to Paradise Cove, you can pay for the parking, go into the restaurant, and have a nice meal.
Yeah, and you get 4 hours down here with the validation as you do it.
On a nice, clean beach, great tide pools. We walked around in the tide pools. Now we're sitting down in the restaurant. You can look out at the ocean. Wonderful view. You can actually have your food served to you out under some umbrellas out on the beach, on the sand. Their guy just came in. Yeah, he's got sand still on his beard. Very casual.
As it says on the door, the dress code is none.
And the food is much better than I expected. It is really very good.
Yeah.
I've got a barbecued shrimp quesadilla with guacamole and sour cream and some great salsa on the side.
Slices of avocado.
And it's really good. And this is a tortilla soup?
Yeah, it's a tortilla soup that has a grilled cheese on sourdough with tomato and bacon floating on the top of it.
And it's really good. The soup is really thick, so the sandwich is in the soup, but it does kind of just sit on the top of it. And it does soak up the soup. Now, usually soggy bread is not something I would be into, but actually this is really good. The flavors really speak to each other.
It kind of gives it a separate sort of tang and overtone to it.
And it's just really good. So great view, great food, nice little beach that you can walk on. Actually a pretty big beach, especially at low tide.
Right.
And we got here like around 11:30-ish. Kind of right between the lunch and the breakfast crowd, which is a good time to come. We didn't have to wait at all.
Yeah, because it's a Saturday and it could be just a zoo.
And it's getting busier now, but we came in and sat down without a problem. So
it's kind of nice. You kind of people watch here too.
Kind of wild. You got people in bathing suits and cover-ups, and then a family over here that are obviously tourists in suits and high and nicely dressed, as opposed to the regulars that are just kind of
however they rolled in.
Yeah, that's right.
No
dress code.
There goes a weekend biker.
Oh,
obviously.
Their French fries look great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and their salad bar.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
And they have a mojito bar at the beginning, too.
Yeah, so they actually have this machine where they press sticks of sugar cane so that they get the sugar cane syrup right out of the sugar cane stem. It's a amazing little thing. Kind of makes me want a mojito, but we've still got miles to do. But maybe some other time. So Paradise Cove, great little place to come down to. Highly recommend it.
As do I. But I have no opinion.
The Paradise Cove Beach Cafe is on PCH, that's Pacific Coast Highway, for those of you who are outside of California, at 28128 Pacific Coast Highway, Malibu, 90265, area code 310-457-2503. ButIHaveNoOpinion.com is a production of Eclipse One Media. Visit us on the web at eclipse-1.com. Come on. What's your opinion?